But the very first thing they did was take away all my job duties. And I literally had no assigned work to do for an entire year until February of 2003. And then when the OSC came out and corroborated everything that I said, basically, that is when TSA moved me from a non-job, and I was still getting paid. I was getting paid like $100,000 a year at that time, you know, of taxpayers' money, doing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then TSA is when, that's when they transferred me in February of 2003 to this graveyard shift job. And then I stayed there for about a year, and then they moved me to some backwater part of the agency and working in general aviation. It was a field of security that didn't even exist prior to 9/11, but it was just one of the many tentacles of security where TSA kind of overreached itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent literally the, I mean, this is one of the things that when I look at it, it's like mind-boggling to me. But in the first half of my career, which was a total of 32 years, I developed the expertise, one of the few people in the country to do so, to recognize what the terrorist threat was and the vulnerabilities in aviation security. I spent the first half of my career developing this expertise. You think I would be some use to the taxpayer, to the country after the fact, but I literally, you know, went from a no job whatsoever, still getting paid, to work in the graveyard shift, and then I spent the rest of my career basically stuck in an entry-level staff job